How many teams, you follow the Baltimore Ravens a lot. Is that one of those few exceptions in the NFL this year?
Well, one of the things that they're very good at practicing is like the sack and strip sort of stuff. But I don't know that many teams are going live for goal line much during the week anymore. Players are much bigger, and you know the early Orange Crush with guys like Tombstone Jackson. You didn't have to defend as much of the field at a given time as you seem to always have to do now. There's more shifty kind of runners out there. You get the ball in space to a guy like a Reggie Bush or a D'Angelo Williams, and it makes players take bad angles, and you also get a lot more of this. It's not form tackling. It's guys trying to blow up the player, aiming high, trying to go for kill shots, instead of doing, as you said, the basic wrap-up.
What about Cincinnati? I mean, most people are saying there just seemed to be a watershed moment 3 weeks ago when they just decided to start tackling. By contrast, Kansas City has an interesting habit of not tackling on the road. They got killed by Pittsburgh, which everybody knows now has had a horrible season. But at home, they're a different kind of team. What do you think is the essence of this? Starting with Cincinnati, what's happened there?
I don't think they ever really had scheme issues. Marvin Lewis is as good as it comes in figuring out how the X's should take care of the O's. So, you know, then it becomes incumbent upon the players to not only be in the right places, but to take those good angles and to make sure that people don't run through them. They're a little undersized up front, but they seem to have compensated for it pretty well. The guys who stepped in for them at linebacker, where they lost David Pollack and Odell Thurman, those guys are playing okay for them. They've got players in the secondary who can go after you. So I think for them has been just getting lined up right and doing the things that Marvin Lewis wanted them to do.